Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good morning. It's June 20th, 2022, and this is 5-Minute Daily Devotionals with Religionless Christianity. This morning, we'll be looking at Luke chapter 11, verses 19 and 20. And they read, "And if I cast out demons by Beelzebub, by whom do your sons cast them out? Therefore, they will be your judges. But if it is by the finger of God that I cast out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you." Have you ever had this situation happen to you? You know, making a point, maybe not even in regards to scripture, but we'll just focus on scripture here. And it's like whatever you say, as clear as you say it, it just won't get through. Like, this is immensely frustrating, but it certainly isn't new. Jesus was dealing with this exact same thing 2,000 years ago, and I'm sure it was happening before then as well. He makes a very clear point that if you're a thoughtful person and looking for the truth, should have seen. He says, "And if I cast out demons by Beelzebub, by whom do your sons cast them out?" Doesn't matter though. Ah, he's a blasphemer. You know, and they don't have to listen. Tell somebody they're sinning today and you'll get basically the same response. You know, hey, you're a sinner too and you're a hater.
Right. Exactly what happens. So they just couldn't handle the thought that Jesus is doing the work of God. They hated his good works because he did many of them on the Sabbath too. So any good he did, they just hated it. So they had to try and say he was not doing the work of God here. The only other reason for a demon being cast out was that Jesus had a demon. So they accused him of this in other places as well. It's really crazy how good was being called evil even back then and right to Jesus' face. I just can't imagine the horror when they all realize who they were accusing of sin. Pretty scary.
Pretty scary. But Jesus understood that this would be the response. You know, multiple times we hear Jesus say, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." We likewise must be aware that this is the response we will get. If it happened to our Lord, it will happen to us. However, like our Lord, we don't stop preaching, don't stop teaching. Just understand, those who don't have ears, they won't hear. But let us pray, though, that isn't us. Let us be open to the Word of God. Let us be teachable and not hard of hearing.
Amen. Our psalm today comes from Psalm 51, verse 10. "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me."
And our proverb is from Proverbs 20, verse 19. "Whoever goes about slandering reveals secrets. Therefore, do not associate with a simple babbler." And I'll end praying for you from Psalms 145. "May the Lord show you he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. That the Lord is good to all, and his mercy is over all that he has made. May you know the Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. That the Lord preserves all who love him." God bless.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.